Welcome to a deep dive into a culinary scene that's really kind of taken the world by storm, I guess you could say. We're talking about African luxury gastronomy. And, get ready because this is really a fascinating blend of heritage, innovation, and yeah, some truly delicious surprises, honestly.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack here.
Yeah, so we've got research articles, interviews with chefs, even a peek into some, exclusive events and stuff. And trust me, what we found, I think, is really going to change how you think about African food.
It really will. It's not just about the food either. This rise in high-end African gastronomy, it's really intertwined with a greater appreciation for African culture
Oh, yeah, for sure.
and its influence on the global stage,
That's a great point. Okay, so like we've got all these sources, this stack of sources that are basically showing us how Africa's culinary scene is undergoing this renaissance. But I don't just want to like talk about the trend itself. I want to really understand why it's happening and what makes it so unique.
And one of the first things that jumped out at me when I was looking through all this was just the sheer diversity of what's happening. On one hand, you have these incredible luxury dining experiences catering to both, a growing African elite and international foodies.
Yeah, and they're really elite.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we're talking serious money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's also much more than just fancy restaurants, though.
Right. I mean, you said foodies, and I'm already thinking about all these amazing ingredients that are finally, getting their time in the spotlight. I mean, we're talking about high-end African wines, chocolates from Ghana, Côte d'Ivoire, that are like actually rivaling Swiss and Belgian varieties.
It's incredible.
And these spices that most people have probably never even heard of,
And it's not just about novelty. These products are gaining international recognition because of their quality. Like, take the chocolate, for example, Ghanaian cocoa beans. They have a distinct flavor profile, often described as having fruity and floral notes. That's what's setting them apart in the luxury market, like the unique terroir that you just can't replicate elsewhere.
And that ties into what you were saying about how this culinary movement reflects a broader cultural shift. These products are becoming symbols of African excellence, and it's changing how people view the continent. It's not just about resources anymore. It's about artistry and heritage.
Absolutely. And what I think is even more interesting is how this movement is bridging tradition and modernity. Chefs are taking these classic African dishes
All right.
and reinterpreting them with modern techniques.
Right, Eddie Coy.
Exactly. That Michelin-starred restaurant in London that's using West African spices to create these incredibly inventive dishes.
I think what I found fascinating was that they're not just recreating traditional flavors.
No.
They're using these spices as a starting point for something entirely new. Yeah, it's really interesting.
It really
Just
is.
like a whole different way of looking at it.
It's a great example of how chefs are drawing inspiration from their heritage while also pushing culinary boundaries. And we're seeing this fusion approach all over the continent. In South Africa, you have chefs like Coco Reynars, who are blending pan-African flavors with European techniques, creating a really, really unique culinary experience. Have you ever had a Cape Malay curry?
I haven't.
Oh, you're missing out. They're known for their rich.
Oh, now I gotta try that.
Yeah, they're so good. Rich, fragrant sauces, often incorporating spices like turmeric, cumin, and coriander, and sometimes even infused with fine South African wines.
That sounds
It
incredible.
is, it is.
Okay, so we've got this fusion of techniques, flavors, but there's also this amazing emphasis on using local seasonal ingredients, which brings us to the whole sustainability aspect of this movement.
And this is where things get really compelling. Sustainability isn't just a trend in African luxury gastronomy, it's a necessity. These chefs are so deeply connected to their land and are committed to supporting local farmers and using ethical sourcing practices.
And it's not just about ingredients. It's about like the entire ecosystem. Like in our research, we came across so many examples of eco-friendly initiatives,
Yeah, there are so many.
like the Rich Estate in Kenya, which uses only organic ingredients and runs its kitchen on solar power.
That's amazing. It's like a perfect example of how sustainability is being integrated into like every aspect of the dining experience.
Yeah.
And it's not just happening in Kenya.
Right.
South African wine estates are increasingly shifting towards like biodynamic winemaking.
Oh, I was curious about that. Can you explain a bit more about that for our
For
listener?
sure, yeah. So biodynamic winemaking, it goes beyond organic practices to focus on the holistic health of the vineyard ecosystem.
Okay.
So it involves using these like special preparations made from herbs and minerals to enhance soil fertility and vine health.
Wow.
It also follows this like really specific planting and harvesting calendar
Okay.
that's aligned with lunar cycles.
So it's almost like a spiritual approach to winemaking.
Yeah, in a way, it's about working in harmony with nature to produce the like highest quality grapes.
Huh.
And this commitment to sustainability is something we're seeing across the board,
Yeah.
from, eco-friendly packaging to minimal waste kitchens.
It's really impressive, and it makes you realize that this movement is about much more than just like the food itself.
Yeah.
It's about a conscious effort to preserve African culinary heritage while also protecting the environment. And, it's giving people this taste of luxury
Yeah.
that's also ethically and sustainably sourced.
And that's something that resonates with consumers, especially in the luxury market. People are increasingly looking for experiences that align with their values.
Yeah.
And African luxury gastronomy is definitely delivering on that front.
It's fascinating to see how ingredients that were once considered everyday staples are now being elevated to this luxury status.
Yeah, like yam, cassava, and plantain.
Right?
Ghanaian chefs are really leading the way in
Yeah.
transforming these humble ingredients into innovative and delicious dishes.
That's truly cool.
They're showcasing their versatility and proving that they deserve a place on the fine dining table.
It's like they're saying, hey, these are our culinary treasures,
Yes.
and we're going to share them with the world in a way that celebrates our heritage.
Exactly. It's about reclaiming and redefining what luxury means in an African context.
Now, speaking of sharing with the world, I'm really curious to learn more about the platforms and organizations that are helping to promote African luxury gastronomy on this global scale.
Yeah.
Because it's one thing to have these incredible chefs and products,
Right.
but it's another to get that story out there.
You're absolutely right. And there are some really exciting initiatives that are doing just that. For example, there's Luxury Media Africa, which is dedicated to storytelling. And they really focus on,
Okay.
the narratives behind these chefs, the ingredients, like the whole movement,
Yeah.
really digging into the stories.
So they're really diving deep into the narratives behind these chefs, the ingredients, the whole movement.
Yeah.
I love that because there's so much more to this than just what's on the plate.
Right. They're showing the world the passion, the artistry, the cultural heritage that makes African luxury gastronomy so special. And it's not just media outlets. You also have organizations like the Africa Luxury Network Chamber of Commerce and Industries, which is focused on certifying authentic African luxury brands.
So it's like a seal of approval,
Yeah,
that
yeah.
says this is the real deal,
Yeah.
which is so important, especially when you have all these products hitting the global market.
Right.
Consumers need to know they're getting genuine quality and craftsmanship.
Exactly. And this certification helps to elevate the entire industry.
Yeah.
It's building trust and giving consumers confidence in African luxury goods,
Right.
including these incredible food products we've been talking about. Speaking of which,
Yeah.
did you come across luxury exclusives in your research?
Yes, I did.
Oh, good.
They're launching an online marketplace specifically for luxury food brands from Africa.
It's a great idea.
I think that's brilliant. It creates a direct connection between these producers and a global audience that's hungry for these unique flavors.
And it's also a fantastic way to showcase the diversity of African cuisine.
Oh, yeah, for
You
sure.
can have everything from artisanal spices to single-origin chocolates to rare and exotic fruits all in one place.
Right there.
Yeah, and they don't just stop at the marketplace.
Right.
Luxury Exclusives also publishes a digital magazine where they feature culinary innovators, trends, and really dig into the stories behind these incredible food products.
So they're not just selling products, they're building a community.
Right.
and creating a platform for African culinary voices to be heard.
Exactly.
It's almost like a movement within a movement.
It is. It is.
But, you know, there's also something to be said about the in-person experiences, right?
Absolutely. And that's where events like Wine and Connect come in.
Oh, yeah.
They organize these incredible gatherings that pair fine African wines with gourmet food.
I was reading about those. They sound amazing.
Oh, they're so much fun.
It's not just a tasting.
Oh, no.
It's a whole curated experience that brings together chefs, sommeliers, and food enthusiasts who are passionate about African gastronomy.
And it creates this incredible synergy.
Yeah.
You have these talented chefs showcasing their skills, these amazing wines, getting the recognition they deserve, and people connecting and collaborating, which is so vital for the growth of this industry.
I can almost feel the energy at one of these events. Mm. You've got the music, the aromas, the conversation. It's a celebration of African culture through the lens of food and wine.
You know, taking this deep dive has really shifted my perspective.
Yeah.
I always knew African cuisine was diverse and delicious.
Yeah.
But I never fully grasped the sophistication and innovation happening right now.
I'm right there with you. It's like this whole world has opened up.
It has.
And it's just so exciting to see African culinary heritage being celebrated on a global stage.
Yes.
But this also raises a question for me.
Okay, what is it?
We've talked about the high-end restaurants, the luxury products, these incredible events.
Hmm.
But I'm wondering, how is this movement impacting everyday people in Africa?
That's a great question, and it's one that deserves more attention. On one hand, this rise in luxury gastronomy is creating economic opportunities.
Oh.
It's supporting local farmers, promoting entrepreneurship, and generating jobs in the hospitality and tourism sectors.
So it's not just a culinary trend. It's a potential engine for economic growth and development.
Exactly. But it's also important to acknowledge the potential challenges.
Okay.
As this movement gains momentum, it's crucial to ensure that the benefits are distributed equitably.
Right.
And that local communities are empowered to participate in this growth.
It's like any movement that gains popularity.
Yes.
You have to be mindful of preserving its authenticity.
Right.
And ensuring that it benefits the people who are at its heart.
You're absolutely right. And I think that awareness is growing. There's a real emphasis on ethical sourcing, community engagement, and empowering the next generation of African culinary talent.
That's encouraging to hear.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, this movement is about so much more than just food.
Mm-hmm.
It's about cultural preservation, economic empowerment, and showcasing the incredible creativity and resilience of African people.
Beautifully said.
And it's a story that's still being written.
That's what makes it so captivating.
We're witnessing a culinary revolution that's happening in real time, and it's going to be fascinating to see how it evolves and shapes the global food landscape in the years to come.
I can't wait.
So before we wrap up this deep dive,
okay,
let's talk about some of the key takeaways.
Right.
And maybe offer some food for thought for our listeners who are eager to learn more. Yeah, I think for me, the biggest takeaway from all this is that African luxury gastronomy is about so much more than just fancy restaurants and exotic ingredients.
Yeah, it really is.
It's a celebration of heritage,
mm-hmm.
a commitment to sustainability,
yeah,
and like a powerful statement about Africa's place in the world.
I completely agree. It's about reclaiming the narrative and showcasing the incredible talent, the creativity, and the innovation that's coming out of the continent.
And it's challenging those preconceived notions.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, this isn't just about, like, discovering African cuisine.
No.
It's about recognizing the depth and sophistication that's always been there.
Exactly. And it's about understanding the cultural significance behind these culinary traditions.
Right.
Food is such an integral part of African culture. And this movement is helping to share those stories with a global audience.
So it's not just about, like, indulging in delicious food, right?
Yeah.
It's about connecting with a culture on a deeper level.
Yes.
And I think that's what makes this so exciting.
It is.
It's a culinary journey that's also a cultural awakening.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Whew.
And for our listeners who are now eager to explore this world further,
yeah,
I think a great starting point is to seek out African-owned restaurants and food businesses in your local area.
That's a fantastic suggestion.
Yeah.
It's a chance to experience these flavors firsthand, support local businesses, and maybe even strike up a conversation with the chefs or owners.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, if you're feeling adventurous,
mm-hmm.
why not try recreating some of these dishes at home?
That's a great idea.
There are so many incredible resources available online.
There really are.
From recipe blogs to cooking videos.
Yeah, just go for it.
And remember those platforms we talked about earlier?
Oh,
Luxury Exclusives is a great place to start.
Definitely.
They've got a digital magazine with articles and recipes.
Uh-huh.
And they're launching that online marketplace where you can find all sorts of high-end African food products.
And don't forget about social media.
Oh, right. Yeah.
There are so many talented African chefs and food bloggers sharing their recipes and stories online.
That's true.
It's a great way to connect with the community and get inspired.
It's like we've opened this door to a whole new world of flavor and culture.
We have.
And now it's up to us to step through and explore.
Yeah, go for it.
So to our listeners, we say stay curious, keep exploring, and get ready to have your taste buds tantalized.
And remember, this is just the beginning. The African luxury gastronomy scene is constantly evolving, so there's always something new and delicious to discover.